Hello?
Hi, my name is Joyce. I'm giving you a call back from customer service. Do you still need assistance with the account you called about?
This is Full Max, right?
Sir,
Hello?
We're actually a third-party call center. We assist multiple items and many companies. How may I help you today?
I'm calling because I have never subscribed to Full Max, and I realize that I've been charged second time for I don't know hell what.
Okay.
And I want this to immediately cease.
May I have the zip code associated with that account, please?
20878.
All right, give me 1 second. And that first and last name?
David Zlotchenko.
And for security purposes, may I have the address associated with the account?
I have no idea if you have my address. I know I purchased or rather received a promotional item in November, but I have never established membership.
Okay.
At this company. So no, I will not give you my address.
Okay, sir, the only way I'm able to open an account to see what you're calling about is I need the address associated with that account as well.
Okay, I'd like to receive a call from the actual company.
Okay, sir, we're the call center for the company.
Okay, in that case, get me somebody who will be responding to my request without making me reveal my personal information.
Sir, we're all following the same protocol. The only way we can open an account is we need the address associated with that account and your name.
You asked me for a zip code. Why did you ask me for zip code?
Yes, sir. The zip code pulled up your name, but I need to make sure to verify this is the exact person that I'm speaking with.
I can give you my credit card that you freaking charging me, but I will not give you my address. Because I don't want any subsequent spamming.
Okay, sir. Let me transfer you to my supervisor. Hold on 1 second, please.
We'll see.
All right, sir. Thank you. I'm going to put you on a brief hold, and I'll get you transferred.